Summer in Alaska is full of endless daylight, a few mosquitoes, and also some pretty amazing or terrible weather, depending on the year. So how are forecasters sizing up the long-term outlook for June, July, and August? For an answer to that question, we turn to Brian Brettschneider from our segment, Ask a Climatologist. He told Annie Feight, it looks like it will be warmer than normal for most of the state.
You know, if you look at the long-range outlooks, put out by NOAA, or the long-range outlooks put out by computer ensembles, everything in Alaska is looking warm. I mean, really everything everywhere is looking warm, and that includes Alaska.
And is it just a little bit warm or a lot warm?
Well, they don't really project what the temperatures will be, but what they do is they project the likelihood of being above normal. So we're not in the highest category, but we're in a strong category of higher probabilities of having above normal temperatures. Now, that being said, we're starting off at a warm baseline. Globally, the temperature is higher than normal. And so without factoring anything else into consideration, because we're already starting at a high baseline, we're already starting off in the above normal category. So that's our starting point. So, you know, if it ends up being cloudier and wetter than normal, then that might push us back down in the normal category. But if it's sunnier and higher pressure, that might really shoot us up into way above normal.
And what about rain?
Rain and precipitation is always much more difficult to project months in advance. So the signals are quite a bit weaker than they are for temperatures. That being said, all of Alaska is currently painted in the normal to maybe a slight increase in probability of above normal precipitation. So it's again, that's not something really to hang a hat on, but that's what the outlook is showing at the moment.
How accurate have these long-term outlooks gotten?
Well, they're better for sure. And for temperatures, they're pretty good. Sometimes there are misses, but for temperatures, they do pretty good for these seasonal outlooks. Precipitation, not so much. They're not bad, but just this climate signals are not very strong for precipitation, you know, more than a few weeks in advance.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feight from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.